Welcome to episode 85 of the Golf Talk Podcast. This is Eric Barzewski. Alan Olson is with me again this week.
Hey Eric, how you doing?
I am all right. How are you?
Quite splendid.
If I was a Democrat, I would have to vote tomorrow.
Oh, it's still election season?
Yes. I think it's important for the Democrats tomorrow, so whatever.
That's what I heard.
Yes. Not nearly as important as Tiger Woods' left knee, however. Although, to be fair, perhaps only Republicans care about that.
And, yeah. Yeah, pretty interesting. Tiger has knee surgery to clean a few things up, and nobody knew about it.
Yeah, it gets it the Tuesday after the Masters, of course. Had we known, we would have talked about it last week, but as it is, it's going to be about a week after our last podcast, or a week before this one. Has cartilage a little bit removed from Dr. Thomas Rosenberg in Park City, Utah, who also performed Tiger's knee surgery in 2002. Tiger also had knee surgery on the same knee in 1994. In 1994, it was to remove a benign tumor. 2002, it was to drain some fluid that had built up behind the knee, and this year to remove a little bit of cartilage. It's been hurting since late last summer. Tiger decided to play through the Masters and then have the surgery after the Masters some time ago, I guess. Kind of a shock to a lot of people. He didn't want to use it as an excuse at the Masters. Nobody knew about it. Hank Haney barely knew about it. He knew Tiger would have the surgery at some point, but didn't even know when, so.
Yeah, you know, I haven't gone through that kind of a knee surgery, so I have no idea what the timetable is to come back for something like that, but seems like the NFL guys come back pretty quick.
Yeah, and I wonder, it's arthroscopic surgery, so calling it surgery is perhaps even pushing it a little bit. The only thing I wonder is when he did that fist pump at Southern Hills at the PGA and kind of fell and slipped awkwardly. You know, he seemed to injure his ankle there and limp a little bit coming home, but that was his left leg, so I wonder if that might have added to the stress. And some people noted that Tiger kind of was grimacing, crawling out of some bunkers and stuff at Augusta National, so certainly something that obviously was causing him some pain, but nothing he wasn't playing through for a while. And he struck the ball well at Augusta, so it wasn't, everybody's quick to point out that it did not affect his ball striking. It was one of the best ball striking tournaments he's ever had. He just couldn't putt, and the knee really probably wouldn't affect the putting much.
No, he could have been in a knee brace. Interesting, though, he's going to miss the Wachovia and then also the Players' Championship, too.
Yeah, the Wachovia he's probably bummed about, but I'm not so sure he's bummed about missing the Players' Championship. I'm not sure he really cares for that tournament very much.
Nah.
He's won there once, I believe, in 2001, but that's it, one time. Boo Weekly's won more than that at the same course, though. Second story of the week, Boo Weekly back-to-back at the Verizon Heritage Hilton Head, whatever. Didn't really have it going much on Sunday, though. Finished at even par, shot an even par round, and nobody really came and got him. It was almost like the final round of the Masters. Nobody was on their game. Nobody was really making a big charge. And Boo Weekly finally shot a round out of the 60s. In seven rounds previous, all rounds had been in the 60s. This time, an even par 71 was enough to get it done.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, you know, nobody on Sunday really made a charge. And it was, you know, another tournament, Stewart Cink's right up there. And on Sunday, he had a chance to win and didn't come through. I think he did that with the Honda or the Pods or...
Yeah, several tournaments lately.
Yeah, so...
Even
yeah,
after Stewart Cink was up there, so... I'm starting to, you know, this whole Boo Weekly thing, I'm starting to, you know, I like that he's a kind of a breath of fresh air in some ways, but at the same time, I'm not certain how much of it's an act or not. What's your take?
He's an interesting character. Is he trying to play it up now? Who knows?
Yeah, I gotta lean that way a little bit, but whatever. I do wish, though, he wouldn't, you know, it was brought up in the forum. I do wish he wouldn't spit quite so much. And I don't have a problem with spitting on the golf course. It's a bunch of grass, so big deal. I do have a problem with the reason he has to spit so much, and that's the fact that he chews. And, you know, I wish he would kick that, because, like it or not, he probably will be a bit of a folk hero to some guys and some kids. And, you know, I don't like the image of, you know, chewing and stuff. Just as I didn't like the image of Daly getting drunk all the time and the image that presented to people that were fans of his.
Yeah, you know, I hate to throw the term role model, but yeah, I mean, people are going to see that on TV and they're going to see, you know, like, I guess it's the same with baseball, but I don't know, just Google some images of people that have had problems after chewing for years. It's pretty gross.
It's still bizarre to me that that's a problem these days. I don't know, like with all the harm that smoking and all that stuff is known to cause. How is that still a problem? I don't get it.
I don't know. Yeah, well, I mean, as bad as smoking is, chewing's worse.
Right.
You know, and yet that doesn't seem to be slowing down.
Like, they put like sharp pieces of glass and metal in there so that it makes little cuts in your lip so that you can absorb the chemicals faster.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
How did we get on that?
Just making me gross thinking about it. Kind of gross out there. Lorena Ochoa wins 4 weeks in a row. This is pretty much something we can say Tiger will never, ever do, unless he's sitting at home playing on his Xbox. Because he didn't play 4 weeks in a row. He barely plays two, and that's fine. That's his prerogative. But she wins 4 weeks in a row. This one, she barely wins. She only won by 3 shots.
Ooh, that's close for her.
Yeah, I mean, she's won by 5. Her average victory is something like 8.5 strokes this year. She's won 5 out of 6 times this year. Now she's dominating at a level that even Tiger Woods has a tough time reaching lately.
Yeah, I mean, this is the run she's on now is just it's unbelievable. I mean, I think it said in here 10 out of her last 15 she's won. Throwing a couple majors.
Yeah, now Tiger's worst finish this year is a tie for 5th, and her worst is like a tie for 8th. So, see, he's still got her beat in one category.
It is interesting, though. I mean, none of the other, I want to say, like, stars are even gone. Who else is playing?
Yeah, what 7 women beat her in that tournament? That's what I want to know, because last time I checked, the LPGA Tour didn't have 7 women that were capable of shooting 4 good rounds. So I don't know. I mean, even Paul Creamer shot 4 over in this last week's tournament, and Lorena Ochoa is like 18 under or something. So
yeah, it is pretty impressive that she's just going out there and just blowing people away, and you know, the rest of the, I guess, young guns, or you know, the up and coming stars of the LPGA.
There aren't no guns. They're all those like pop guns now. I mean, she's the only gun on the LPGA Tour, and the rest are those little cork guns. And through it all, she remains humble and very self-effacing and very happy. She's very happy-go-lucky. So, and the comment was made, I think I saw it, she looks fresh at the end of a tournament, whereas Tiger Woods will look dead. I mean, he'll look beat. He'll look tired. She's, you know, 6 or 5 years younger than him, but even 6 or 5 years ago, Tiger would look very tired at the end of a tournament. She wins 4 weeks in a row, and she looks as energetic on the end of the last day as she did at the beginning of the first day. It's interesting.
That's pretty impressive. And I don't know if it's...
There's something in the water in Mexico.
It's got to be.
E. coli. We'll be right back after this message.
I mark my tie list with a black line and a red line. Black dot over the 9.
A red line through the side stamp.
With a dot between the tie list and the number.
With Korean flag.
I mark my ball with a kangaroo. Does anybody else do it like this? Check it out.
Out on tour.
It's not how you mark your golf ball, it's how you mark your tie list.
How do you mark your tie list?
Chewing tobacco. That's what's in the water.
Well, that's where they get the glass shards to put in the chewing tobaccos from the water in Mexico. Yeah.
Welcome back. This week's forum topic of the week. Which is the stronger tour? The LPGA Tour or the European Tour? I think that would actually be... No, it's the PGA Tour or the European Tour. But, you know, the LPGA Tour versus the European Tour might be a stronger competition. Because I don't think the PGA Tour... It's not even close. Right now, it's 42-3, with 3 people also saying that both about the same. 42-3, the PGA Tour is stronger. I think that goes without saying.
Oh, yeah. I think, you know, the elite tour is the PGA Tour. I mean, the best European players come over here and play quite a bit, as opposed to, you know, the Americans going over there and playing, so.
Right, which shouldn't happen. And let's be clear, the WGCs and all the majors count for both tours, so you pretty much, that's a wash. Just because they're played in the United States doesn't mean they count as a PGA Tour event. They count as both. So those are a wash. I think you also need to play less tournaments on the European Tour to keep your card. I think you only need to play 11 there versus the 15 you have to play on the PGA Tour. So even if, say, Sergio Garcia wants to maintain dual membership, he still has to play 4 more times in the United States on the PGA Tour events than he does in the European Tour events, if what I know is correct. Monty Colin Montgomery gets a lot of credit for winning 8 orders of merit on the European Tour, and I've never been really so sure that counts for much. I know that last year and the year before, Tiger Woods would have won if he had played one more European Tour sanctioned event. But as it was, he only unofficially won because he didn't have enough events. So I'm not so sure how impressed I am by Monty's 8 Order of Merit titles, since he's never won a darn thing in the United States.
Well, is winning the 8 Order of Merits against the players of his generation, you know, I guess he's not that old, but of his generation, a lot of them played over here.
Right. Even the Nick Faldos and the stuff when he was younger, a lot of them played a lot of time over here. And, you know, I honestly, I don't care how many worldwide victories Colin Montgomery has, because it's not a massive number. I don't think he really belongs in the Hall of Fame. Given the recent entrance, he might. But I'm in favor of a kind of a stricter Hall of Fame, and I think they've let some pretty soft entries in the past decade.
They're bored.
Well, they have a rule. They have to induct someone from each of the four categories every year. So some years they're kind of scraping the barrel. Colin Montgomery will probably get in one of those years they're scraping the barrel.
More likely, yeah. They need to change that, the whole who gets in and who doesn't. And the LPGA one's nice.
Yeah, I like that. It's tough. But maybe that's the way it should be. I think the Hall of Fame should be your upper 2% of players, not your upper 5%.
Right.
We'll move right on to our one beating balls segment this week. We only have one ball to beat, and that is the massive ball-shaped object known as John Daly's stomach. Okay, it's round, but I think you get what I'm saying. John Daly has surgery to repair a muscle in his stomach. Apparently, he has a muscle in his stomach, perhaps besides his actual stomach.
Really?
Yeah, your stomach is a muscle, see?
He has a muscle in his... Never mind.
Yeah.
It's interesting that this has come out now. You know, it's... You know, the Honda Classic was a year... You know, this is a year ago. Honda Classic 2007.
Yes, he dislocated two rib joints where they attached to the spine when he tried to stop swinging, and additionally tore his rotator cuff. He tore the ligaments around where he dislocated the ribs, and then... Suddenly, they found a muscle that shrunk. So, John Daly's stomach actually shrunk in some ways.
I don't think that counts for weight loss.
When he swings, he uses that area with his stomach and core strength. He could only go so long without hurting. He was in a cycle he could not get out of. So, anyway, John Daly's going to be sidelined for whatever. Maybe as little as 2 weeks, because he's supposed to play the Spanish Open in Seville in 2 weeks, opposite the Wachovia Championship, where he didn't get an exemption. Whether or not he's back, it's tough for us to say. But if he's back that quickly... I'm not sure why the heck it took him a year to have the surgery.
Yeah, I think rather than suing the Honda Classic, he should go after the doctor who didn't diagnose this right away. I mean, who knows? Maybe he could have played better at the end of last year.
I don't know if x-rays can penetrate all that. Maybe they couldn't see
scans, it. Scans, MRIs.
But that's a lot of stuff to go through. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I shouldn't pick on John that much. I just, whatever.
You enjoy it. It's easy.
Two people had surgery this week. One is relevant to the world of golf. The other is quickly becoming a punchline.
But hey, the folks in Europe will get to probably see him for a while. Maybe he'll win the Order of Merit on the European Tour.
There we go. We can hope. And that would simply further prove my case that it's not that hard.
Go, John, go.
This was a short episode, but that's Episode 85 of the Golf Talk Podcast, brought to you by thesandtrap.com. For links to the 1.5 stories we talked about this week, check our show notes out and do the clickety-click thing, and you're on your way.
Give us some good forum topics of the week.
Yeah, because, you know, Stronger Tour, PGA, or European, that was the best we had this week. And come on, it's a no-brainer.
I mean, hello. I mean, come up with something else. Not the European versus the nationwide. No. That has already been debated.
Something good.
Yeah, please, we beg you.